stuck in a freezing car because your heater won't work? Several components could be responsible for this issue. But before diagnosing the heating system, it's important to understand how it works. The purpose of the heating system is to keep passengers warm during cold weather and to defrost the windows for safe driving. Simply put, when the engine is operating, some of the hot coolant from the engine is directed to the heater core. As the hot coolant enters the heater core, the blower motor moves air through it and directs the warm air into the cabin through the vents. Now it's important to note, the heating operation is interconnected with the cooling system in your car. Therefore, if some of the cooling components fail, your vehicle won't have any heat. The first reason your heater might not be working could be as simple as low coolant levels. In order for the heater to work efficiently, the coolant needs to be at the correct level. If it's below the level, your heating performance will suffer. You should refill the coolant to the proper level and keep an eye on it over the next few drives. If the coolant gets low again, this likely confirms a leak in the cooling system. Another common cause of your heater not working is trapped air in the cooling system. If you've recently replaced the coolant or worked on any part of the cooling system, air could have entered and formed air bubbles. These bubbles can get inside the heater core, blocking the flow of hot coolant and causing cold air to come out from the vents. To fix this, you can try burping the cooling system, which involves removing trapped air from the system. A third possible cause could be a faulty thermostat. When the thermostat is stuck open, coolant flows continuously through the radiator, keeping it cool. This cooler coolant then passes through the heater core, causing the air from the vents to feel slightly warm or even cool. You can do a test to see if the thermostat is a culprit. Start your car and wait approximately 15 minutes. This should be plenty of time for the engine to reach operating temperature. If it doesn't, you might have a stuck open thermostat. With a normal operating thermostat, one radiator hose should feel very hot and the other hose should feel warm. If both radiator hoses feel slightly warm or cold to the touch, this could mean you have a stuck open thermostat. The fourth cause of your heater not working is a defective water pump. The purpose of the water pump is to circulate coolant throughout the cooling system. If it fails, it won't be able to circulate hot coolant to your heater core, resulting in poor heating performance. The next possible cause is a faulty heater core. The heater core can fail in two different ways. It can either get clogged or start leaking. Both will have poor heating performance. The key difference is that if it's leaking, you'll see the coolant level begin to drop. With the heater on the max position, a quick test you can do is to carefully touch both heater hoses. If you notice one hose is very hot and the other is cold or slightly warm, then you can have a clogged heater core. In this case, you can try flushing it out before replacing it to try to save some money. The sixth possible cause is a stuck blend door. This door controls whether hot or cold air comes through the vents based on the temperature setting. It can get stuck either because the door itself is damaged or there's an issue with the parts that move it. If you try to adjust the temperature setting but notice no changes, that's a sign of a stuck blend door. There are three types of blend door systems: electronic, which is controlled by an actuator, vacuum operated, or cable driven. Make sure you know which system your car has before trying to fix the issue. The next possible cause of your heater not working is a defective heater control valve. It's important to note that not all cars have this component, so check your owner's manual. The purpose of the heater control valve is to control the coolant flow into the heater core. If it gets stuck closed, there won't be any coolant reaching the heater core, making your cabin feel very cold. There are three main types of heater control valves: electronic, vacuum operated, or cable controlled. So make sure to check which one your vehicle has. The last thing I want to mention is if your car blows warm air from the vents, but the airflow is very weak, you could have a dirty cabin air filter. On the other hand, if there's no air coming out from the vents, the blower motor or the blower motor resistor could be the culprit.